And we're off. It's time for the good stuff.
Off to the races.
Yep, that's right. You said it. Hey, I've got some good things coming up. How about you?
Oh, I'll find something.
Okay, that sounds, you sound so prepared.
Yes, you know, you just sit down at the microphone and off we go.
Yep, there you go. Just rattling things off the top of your head. Well, before we get started in that, I'd like to lift up Tri-State Livestock News. They have the latest in stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. That would be tsln.com. Make sure you check them out. And if you subscribe, you can be getting local, national, international livestock industry news and so much more. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
You know, it seems like we ought to have some post Easter jokes or something like that.
There you go. Very good. Very good.
I don't have any. So I'm going to talk about taxes because Tax Freedom Day is coming up. For most people in the U.S., that's not coming up for a little while yet. April 26th, you're working for Uncle Sam until April 26th this year.
Oh, so, joy.
All right. It's gone up. It's gone down a little bit. Like in 2019, it was as early as April 16th. But then in 2024, it was April 23rd. So,
and now we're April 26th.
Yeah, so it'll fluctuate. But anyway, here's something for you from Ken Cook. Tax Freedom Day is finally here, and by golly, just in time. So I figure to exaggerate and put some words to rhyme. Jim told me I was paid in full. Francie said so too. So now I'm going to just relax. My worrying is through. That letter from the IRS? No way it was meant for me. And the message from my tax man? Guess I'll just let it be. This here check I plan to send him can be put to use somehows. If I've earned enough to pay him off, I'll use this to buy some cows. This falls under the heading of cowboy logic. So Ken Cook sent that in to the good stuff.
How do pirates celebrate April Fool's Day? We're backing up a little bit. We're still in April.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
They walk the prank.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yes. How about what did the evil chicken lay?
I don't know.
Deviled eggs.
Oh, well, that's logical. So where'd you get those from?
Those all came from the Valentine Public Library. Let's do the antique store. Mike Rod Nichols put the words together for this. I'd only meant to spend an hour just browsing, nothing more, the way I'd done so many times in some small antique store. There's something in my soul, I guess, that seems to lead me on. For every time I travel, seems, that's where I've always gone. The owner met me at the door. Come in and look around. If I can help you, call on me about anything you found. I nodded, as I'd always done, though in my mind I thought I'd only come to nose a bit. I seldom ever bought. But thereupon an aged stand, a rosewood box, I swear, and underneath a latch-hooked lid, a sight beyond compare. For there, in eight compartments, snug, beneath a mirrored lid, were marbles in the hundreds, like the ones we had as kids. There were steelies, swirls, and shooters, cat's eyes of every hue, some Aggies, peewees, cola brands from every drink I knew. I ran my fingers through them all, like precious jewels to see. And then I saw the owner's face a-looking straight at me. He sort of winked and came around. My face was turning red. Don't let it bother you one bit. I've done the same, he said. It's funny how a little thing, I'll bet, just a toy, can touch a chord within the man and find again the boy. We spoke of early schoolboy days, of circles on the ground, of marbles in the simpler times no longer to be found. At last I heard the old clock chime. I'd stayed till time to close. But as I started, I came back. I'll take a bag of those. It's funny how a little thing, I'll bet just a toy, can touch a chord within the man and find again the boy. The Antique Store.
And that was from Rod Nichols, you say?
Yes, indeed. He is so good.
And we appreciate everything that people send in to us here. And so if you'd like to contribute something, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station like Sundance, Wyoming's KYDT 103.1 FM Dirt Road Radio for more of the good stuff.